The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 6th of September, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off today's show with a lawsuit. This time it's Facebook suing BlackBerry. You might remember before BlackBerry sued Facebook. So why is Facebook suing BlackBerry now? Well, they're claiming they stole its voice messaging technology. Now, as I was saying, yeah, this is kind of a vice versa lawsuit. A few months ago, BlackBerry sued Facebook, alleging that the social media company, and of course its WhatsApp and Instagram subsidiaries, infringed on BlackBerry's messaging app patents. Fast forward a few months, and now Facebook is accusing BlackBerry of infringing on several patented processes and technology surrounding voice messaging. I guess we're just going to have to see how this one plays out. You know, you can understand BlackBerry suing Facebook, right? You know, BlackBerry could use the money. Facebook suing BlackBerry? I don't know what they hope to get. If you're on Firefox, get ready for dark themes coming to Mac OS. It's kind of nice. Yes, Firefox latest update for desktop has arrived. And that new automatic dark theme for Mac OS, yep, there you go, you got it now. Now, of course, with the new Firefox browser now, it's not all just about desktop. Actually, probably one of the nicest things to see is it's actually blocking third-party trackers on Android. As quoting from Mozilla, they're saying today's update lay the groundwork for future releases that will help people feel safer online. Now, we did mention this to you a few days ago. We didn't know when these things were actually going to roll out about Firefox being more about protecting your privacy, but it looks like they jumped on board real quick. Now, of course, other things you'll see is sync. It will let you sync bookmarks, tabs, and passwords across all devices. Firefox will also ask you, for your privacy, of course, if you want to wipe entirely your Firefox profile. Meaning if you're a little leery, maybe somebody's got a hold of some passwords, don't want people to know your history or cookies or site data, you can start with a complete clean slate. Yes, we're just days away from finding out all what Apple's going to unveil to us, probably with these new iPhones. But of course, the closer we get, the more stuff that appears to leak out. I'm talking about that new 6.5-inch iPhone X, which apparently is going to be called Max. Yes, the official name, at least from what we're seeing, is going to be the iPhone XS Max. At least according to 9to5 Mac and a whole bunch of other sources out there currently. You know, we've always followed iPhone 6, iPhone 6 Plus. We've had the S series, of course, too, and I guess somebody in the marketing department said, hey, we've got an X, we've got an S, let's stick them together. Now, other than the name, we have had a few details leak out about the XS Max. Most notably, its battery life. Possibly up to 15 or 16 hours now because the battery's going to be bigger. Plus, there's going to be a speed boost, which is kind of a given, right? The new A12 processor and 4 gigs of RAM. Again, though, not official from Apple yet, just the rumors, of course. We'll have to see if Max makes an appearance on the 12. And finally, there's nothing like getting out and having a round of golf. You know, taking out the frustrations of the day, you know, on the ball, or your club, or the tree nearby, or simply just cursing all the way to the green. Though it has to be said, one thing that does suck about playing golf, you're out there on the 7th hole and you get a craving for something to eat. And it's a long way back to the clubhouse. Well, fear no more. We are living in the land of drones. And thanks to Flytrex, yes, the ones making these drones, you'll be able to fly in any little hunger craving you have. All you have to do is pick a pre-approved drop-off point through a mobile app, of course, order your meal, have them cook it up. Heck, while they're doing that, you can wash your balls. I'm talking about your golf balls, okay? Get your mind out of the gutter. And before you know it, you'll be seeing your drone overhead and having yourself a lovely little treat before your next tee off. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hey, and if you're loving the news show, consider giving us a review over there at iTunes. Your reviews really help our rankings. So if you got yourself a little bit of time, head on over to iTunes. Give us a review over there. Would be much, much appreciated. Thank you so much. And thank you to all those who have sent reviews in already. We love you. Hey, speaking of the news show, you can also find the news show over at the britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. Of course, you can find the Mac Show, the Big Show, so many other BTN shows over there await you for your listening listening enjoyment. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram as well. British Tech Network on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community at our Slack room. Come join in the fun. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Friday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a glorious Thursday. And thank you so much for listening.